When my father died over 2 decades ago, my mother told my little niece her dadu bhai or grandfather had become a star. They stood on our balcony in Kolkata looking up at the night sky and trying to find the dadu bhai star. In childish euphemism, death was becoming a star. I remember looking up at the sky the night my mother died this year. There was no need for childish euphemisms anymore. And it was just as well. The bright lights of the big city had long swallowed up the darkness. The night sky seemed emptied of stars. Only a handful were visible anymore. Perhaps they were not even stars, just satellites. Beset as we are with many kinds of pollution, we hardly pay any attention to light pollution. It does not smell, it does not choke our lungs or water bodies, it does not deafen us, it hides in plain sight. Even I didn't think too much of it until recently. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. At the end of August, I went on a Kolkata Illuminated Night Tour. The Kolkata Illumination Project by a citizens group called Kolkata Restorers has been lighting up old heritage buildings for a while. Massive colonial buildings that housed insurance companies and banks and old markets, synagogues, churches, and temples.
See the building to your right, the Eastern Railway Fairview Place.
By day, the buildings look imposing, but the low wattage, warm yellow LED lights make them come alive in a different way at night. They look mysterious and beautiful. A few weeks later, in the run-up to the Durga Puja Festival in Kolkata, I saw giant billboards spring up next to a park near me. They were actually LED screens. It felt like being surrounded by a battery of television screens, flashing advertisements for leggings and cooking oil, the shocking pink, red, yellow neons screaming for attention. They looked garish and hideous. The electric light bulb is indeed one of our greatest inventions. Having grown up with chronic power cuts, I have no nostalgia for the pleasures of trying to read by the light of hissing kerosene lamps and candles. But there is such a thing as too much light at a time when our body clock tells us it should be dark. Just as air pollution and water pollution are linked to a slew of diseases, light pollution can also wreak havoc inside us. A report in India Spend cites numerous studies showing the connections between overexposure to artificial light and health issues, stress and sleep disruption, reducing the production of melatonin, the hormone produced at night. But when the Journal of Urban Management surveyed Indians aged 16 to 65 in 2022, it found 57% had not even heard of the term light pollution. The most revolutionary thing about the Kolkata Illumination Project is its steadfastly muted yellow lighting. Mudar Patheria, the moving force behind Kolkata Restorers, tells me many people impressed by the lit up buildings wanted to do the same, but they wanted bright DMX or digital multiplex lighting with changing colors.
Nobody wants DMX. DMX is basically lights keep changing colors. So I keep telling them, they say it won't look nice on your facade, but you know, they are stuck on that.
And he would have to talk them down from it, telling them it would not look good on the building. It's a hard lesson to remember in a world where the mantra for success has become bigger and brighter. Things of quieter beauty get short shrift. A city with lights galore is proof of India shining, as it were. Yet darkness, too, is an old friend. Last month, I spent a few weeks in a nature reserve in Thailand. One night, we were in a floating raft house in a huge lake in southern Thailand, surrounded by limestone karsts. The cabins were modest and powered by solar energy. There was zero connectivity. The sunset was a stupendous blaze of orange and gold. But as darkness fell, I wondered what we would do all night without phones and internet, just staring into the inky darkness. But as I sat on the deck, overlooking the expanse of the lake, I realized if I looked up at the sky, it was finally studded with stars. But as I sat on the deck, overlooking the expanse of the lake, I realized if I looked up, I was finally in a place where, as Ray Bradbury wrote in Icing the Body Electric, the lights could not diminish the universe. I immediately wanted to identify the constellations and then realized to my chagrin that my Stargazer apps would not work without connectivity. So we just sat there with beers, listening to the waves and looking at the stars we could not name. And it suddenly felt as if those old stories we made up of parents becoming stars were not so foolish and childish after all. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.